This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The National Basketball Association begins a new season tonight. All eyes will be focused not on the two-time defending champion Los Angeles Lakers, but on a team that went 19-63 last year. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
So why will so many people be watching those 19-63 Washington Wizards when they play at New York tonight?
I think, obviously, it's the acquisition of Christian Laettner.
Oh, of course.
But if it's not that, it may be the guy wearing number 23, also known as Michael Jordan. He has come out of retirement after 3 years and has received more attention, if it's possible, in Washington in the last month than the Washington Redskins, which, as you know, is unheard of.
There ought to be more owners who suit up and go play for their teams.
I don't know. I don't think I'd want to see Dan Snyder suited up in a Redskins uniform, but it is certainly a unique situation to see a guy come out of the owner's box. He had to give up, at least for a little while, his percentage of the Wizards while he returns to uniform, but he wanted to come back. He missed the adoration. He says he has a scratch that he wants to itch, and at 38, almost 39, we'll see how well he can scratch that itch.
No, how good do you think he's going to be?
He'll be very good. He'll be one of the top 5 or 10 players in the league. Now, having said that, that means he might make the Wizards into a mediocre team because they were an awful team last year, obviously. And the question will be, how does his body hold up? Is he brought down by injuries? How does he do on those back-to-back nights in Milwaukee and Detroit in the middle of February? And how does he deal with losing? Because the guy has never been very good at dealing with losing, and he's going to do plenty of it playing in the Wizards uniform.
That's right. He doesn't have Scottie Pippen. He's got the Wizards.
He's got Kwame Brown, who's 19 years old and a rookie, and the aforementioned Laettner and Richard Hamilton, who's a very good player. And if everything works out perfectly, he might have the 8th best team in the Eastern Conference, and they would sneak into the playoffs, and that would be a huge victory for a franchise that has been in the playoffs once since 1988.
Isn't this league now the Lakers and everybody else?
Pretty much. I think that's a fair assessment, given that they lost one playoff game last season, given that in Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant, they have the best combination any team has had since, take your pick, Jordan and Pippen, who certainly led the Bulls to 6 NBA titles in 8 years. So they're the best 1-2 punch seen certainly since then. And it will be very difficult for anybody to challenge them in the playoffs, assuming that those two guys stay healthy.
They beat the 76ers in the finals. How good is Philadelphia this year?
Well, speaking of being healthy, only 4 of their starters have missed the preseason. And rumor has it that Larry Brown may be suiting up, even though he's 61 and has 2 artificial hips, the way things have been going for the Sixers in preseason. But the Eastern Conference is the proverbial wide open because there are no dominant teams. The Sixers weren't a dominant team last year. They barely got through the Bucks and the Raptors in 7-game series to get to the finals. And the Bucks and the Raptors are probably better. The Orlando Magic are better. But all the power is in the Western Conference, where the Lakers are with the Sacramento Kings and the San Antonio Spurs.
And will the Rookie of the Year be old enough to vote?
Yes, he will, because it will be Shane Battier. Write that down. Because he has that experience that none of the other top draft picks have. And, of course, he was very well coached in college, as you know.
Where did he go?
Let me think about that for a minute. The same place as Christian Laettner, Duke.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.